This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done. It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get uncomfortable.
Good afternoon, comfort killers. It is Thursday. If you're listening to this show, I am Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in my name. And I am so excited. It's going to be a short episode today because you know what? I have the sign guy here. Hope you got my Facebook Live going, because if you're on Facebook, you could actually see us trying to figure out where we're going to put the sign, puncture holes in the wall. Hopefully that doesn't come across on GCTV. But we're actually doing it. So that brought me to the question of, what about the process, guys? There's so much to learn in the process. There's so much to actually develop in yourself during the process. I'm thinking to myself, why wouldn't anyone want to go through with the process? Why do we quit even though it gets tough, right? Why do we quit like, oh man, I didn't make that million. I'm not a millionaire yet, and I'm still going 2, 3, 4, 5 years strong with this business idea. I'm gonna actually backtrack a little bit. My business that I had previously was a clothing brand. In that clothing brand, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about business, market size, that everyone's not your customer. I went in it all the way, I think. I thought I went in all the way, 100%, had a project, and I thought I really made a difference with my business. But guess what? There was zero income coming in. For one point, I'm like, you know what? Forget that. It's done. But then I got back the energy and I started it back up again. If you know me, you know that company. It's called Preferred Classics. There's probably some things online that you could find about it now. I got the office space in Jersey. I was commuting from here to Jersey on my days off from the resource center. I was just trying to make this company be the best company it could possibly be. And then during that time, I would do little things with the company. I would, like I said, I had projects about vinyl. I would do like these hip hop things. I would have video about nothing. It's a clothing brand. I need to focus on the clothing. It never occurred to me until now, until my actual seeing how a business is started, because I am a current startup, right? And sticking with the plan, sticking with the mission statement. My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable so they can achieve their goals, to think better, act better, live better. You know my mission statement. You know my name is Stacey Cross. You know there's no E in my name. So here I am. I'm traveling back and forth to Jersey. I'm losing my mind, losing a lot of money in the process, and nothing is coming in. Where did I go wrong? It's like Joe the plumber. Joe the plumber says, hey, listen, I'm going to start this plumbing business. He gets all excited for the first couple of months, starts the business, go gets the EIN, go gets the LLC, hopefully, right, Joe the plumber? Hopefully does that stuff, getting his back office in order. And then a couple months down the line, Joe didn't get any new clients. Joe put flyers on the cars in Walmart or Target, or put something up on Craigslist. You need a plumbing? You need a plumber? Call Joe. And the only one he gets are family and friends that just want something for nothing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Then Joe decides, hey, since I'm good at carpentry, I should probably start focusing on carpentry a little bit. I'm not getting any business over here with the plumbing. Let me focus my energy on some carpentry. I am a good carpenter. So he builds these things in his houses, puts some ads out about carpentry, says the little thing about plumbing in the meantime, and then Joe decides, hey, you know what? I should go full-blown with carpentry. I got a first gig. I'm so happy. My company's in business. You know, I got a little clients with carpentry. Forget plumbing. But plumbing's still there. I'm Joe the plumber. Then Joe decides, man, there's a slowdown in carpentry. The economy is bad. What am I doing wrong? Then Joe decides, hey, let me get a website up because Google's telling me that this is all I need to start a business. So I'm going to get my website up and start growing the business that way. I get the website up. I paid $4,000. The SEO geek came in and did what they needed to do, but my business didn't really grow. You know what? Let me try to go to my job and be the best person I should be in my job. Joe goes back to work, finds a little gig doing plumbing. Right? Joe's like, I hate this shit. I hate working for the man. I hate working for this thing here. But Joe decides, hey, listen. Because there's a lot of Joes in here. Joe decides, you know what? Cable seems to be big right now. I'm going to go put up satellite dishes because a friend of mine told me there's a gig in putting up satellite with Dish Network that I should just go do, make some extra bucks on the side. Joe makes some extra buck on the side. Mind you, he still has his plumbing company, still does a little carpentry on the side. Now he's putting up satellite dishes. He's meeting people that tell him the roofing business with insurance is booming right now, especially after all these hurricanes popped through, blew houses down. Hey, Joe, why don't you come do this, you know? Joe adds all this stuff to his resume. Guess what? Joe really wanted to be Joe the plumber. The plumbing business failed. The carpentry gig, side gig failed. The dish lost its bubble. He's not going to do roofing. Joe decides to go back to a 9-to-5 gig and his dreams are gone. Why did Joe fail? That's almost the same thing that happened to me when I had my previous companies, because it's all about the process. It doesn't matter how long. If you keep knocking on doors, if you knock on doors from the morning to the nighttime, guaranteed some will open them. It's just the law of probability. Some doors will open. Now, if you pitch that to the open doors, those ones that are open, you say, listen, here's the gig, here's the prices. Let me actually do a free consultation on your plumbing system right now. That's it. It's free. If Joe went to door by door by door by door, the reliance on the externals, the reliance and the sadness that you get from not getting the result that you want, you keep doing the same thing, trying to get a different result. What is that? Do you know the definition? Do you know that's definition, the meaning of insanity? Okay? See, Joe thought, hey, listen, I'm going to go with the SEO. He didn't stick with the SEO long enough to see the result. Joe wanted to start putting flyers on every car. He didn't stick with putting flyers on every car long enough. It's this quick in and out flips. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine. He wants to start a company. He wants to start a viable business. I heard three different companies from this guy. Okay? I heard Company A, Company B, he wants to do C, wants to do D, wants to do E. I think the reason we fail, and the reason I believe that I learned so much, even though I stopped doing the clothing brand, is because I focused too much energy on a lot of things. Joe the plumber focuses too much energy on a lot of things. We, business owners, we focus our energy too much on a lot of different things. What has changed? It has changed where I said, you know what? My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable. I don't give a That's what it's going to be. From day one to day 365. From day one again to day 365. And I'm going to stick with it. It's personal development. It's self-improvement. It's about building products. It's about getting people's asses off the couch. It's about getting people's asses in the gym. It's about developing myself. It's about showing people about the giant that they have within, their strengths. Fuck their weaknesses. Let's talk about your strengths. It's about that. And I stuck with it. And when you stick with something, magic happens. So if you know people, if your friend, if your parents, if your cousin, if your boss, they're all over the place. How could you have laser focus when you're all over the place? Your laser will be everywhere. Okay? Your laser will be everywhere. Not until you focus that laser on one thing. Until that thing pierces. It burns. Right through whatever you're focusing. It evaporates. That's alchemy right there. You're changing its material. Because it's hard. Right? For those that tell you starting a company is easy. It is. It's as easy as saying you're a company. It's that easy, really. You could walk on legal. You could walk to your computer, type in Google, get your market research. You could type in LegalZoom, do your LLC, do whatever the hell you want. It's that easy. But what's really hard is sticking with it. It's sticking with what you want to do. It's sticking with the first initial thing that you said. You know what? I'm going to stick with. I'm going to see it all the way through. Did I see the business that I owned prior? Preferred class. Did I see that all the way through? I think not. Could I have done amazing things with that company if I stuck with the mindset of I'm going to deliver clothing? Okay? It's about the clothes, Stacy. It's great to have all these wants. You know, I want to start, you know, I want to get into real estate. That's one thing that I know that I want to get into. We're working on that. Siobhan's actually going through courses and but it's, I know that you have to stick with the meat, okay? You can't throw the potatoes or the freaking veggies or the broccoli. You can't, don't give me that yet. I'm not done with the meat. And that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about developing yourself through the process, in the process, and know that whatever, no matter your goal, even if your goal is unethical, if you stick with that unethical goal, you will succeed. If you stick with an ethical goal, you will succeed. It's the law of probability. You got laws and principles on your side. Okay? If you knock 100 doors, some will open. If you flip a coin, some will land on heads, some will land on tails. If you really want heads to land, it will land. Okay? Keep flipping a coin. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, this is a short episode. I am Stacey A. Cross. Tag me on Snapchat. I want to see who's on there. If you're listening to this, tag me on Snapchat. Also, the sign, you got to hit me on Twitter too. It's Stacey A. Cross and Comfort Killer on The Comfort Killer on Facebook. You can get me there. LinkedIn, Stacey A. Cross. There's going to be a lot of things happening, but you know I'm going to stick with it till the end, right? I learned some lessons. You know you got to stick with it till the end. So the next one that I want to talk about is probably like, all right, suppose you stick with it till the end and still nothing is coming on, you know? Because then why would we quit then, you know? If you're beating a dead horse, how do you know to stop beating the damn dead horse? He's dead. And I think we're going to talk about that in part two. But I wanted to come in here and say, stick with what you do. Stick with what you said you're going to do. Stick with that goal. If your goal is to lose 70 pounds, stick with that goal. Even though you lost 1 pound, stick with the goal. You cannot see 70 pounds fall off in 2 weeks, in 4 weeks. That's these schemes, these gimmicks. You want a gimmick? Go get a gimmick. All right? You'll be right back to where you started. Square one, guaranteed, life is real. I am Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in my name. You are listening to Get Uncomfortable with your host, I Am. It is a beautiful Thursday. I apologize for coming in a little late today, but I had a lot to do. And if you go online, you're going to see exactly what we've been doing. I appreciate the love. As always, remain uncomfortable.